Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Mount Zion, the 12th Hour in Elgin, Texas. Today is November the 12th, 2024. It is the 11th day of Shishlu, 2028. We will start our first service. With the continuation of track number 10 entitled Son of Jonah, the 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And so we're going to be in the process of clarifying this 3 days and three nights that Vicki Hollis laid the groundwork for in track 10 here before he died. People are no more well off to understanding that 3 days and three nights as if he didn't even write it. And maybe a lot of them has benefited from knowing more than they did. But Vicki Hollis, he got some key things wrong. And so that's my job now, to straighten that out step by step. Because I'm going to have to draw a new chart, straightening up his charts that he drew to explain partially on that 24-hour time clock of the 12 hours of the night and 12 hours of the daylight equals that 124-hour day. Going to have to do a whole new writing of a book on it or whatever. But anyway, we're going to do it. Pick up where we left off. This would actually be part two of Son of Jonah. And I'm going to do the review of our last study somewhat, just to catch up with our study today. This is the statement, we're on page 7. The statement that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see this sepulchre as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Matthew 28:1, has been interpreted by some to mean that they came in the came to the sepulchre on the Sabbath before sunset. Well, and then found that the Yeshua was already risen. But let it be remembered that on the day when they came, Mary met the Yeshua himself and talked with him. If therefore she was told on the Sabbath by the angels that Yeshua had risen from the dead, and she herself then saw the sepulchre empty, also talked with the Yeshua, Matthew 28:1-9. Why should she play the fool on the Sunday morning? But going to the sepulchre to see the Yeshua's body as though she knew nothing about the resurrection, when instead she should have heeded his instructions to give the news unto the disciples and to meet him in Galilee, Matthew 28:1-7, John 21:17. Well, now keep in mind, to clear up the confusion of any of this timetable, know that in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, when Yahweh came down on the face of the deep and started the creation of this earth, he started on day one, and he called, and the evening and the morning were the first day. So when Yahshua started his creation week, he started it in the evening of the first day. Okay. Well, there was no moon or sun or stars in the heavens, so what light did he have then? He brought his heaven light. He brought his, and he called it earth light. It's like bringing a lamp with you. When you come down to a place of darkness to go to work, you've got to bring some light with you. So Yahweh said he brought a light, his light, from heaven. And it had nothing to do with the sun, moon, and stars, because the sun, the moon, and the stars was created on the fourth day. So Yahshua created the first 3 days of creation by what he called earth light, the light he brought from heaven with him. It was called earth light that emanated from Yahshua, or Yahweh the Father. And so when Yahweh comes down from heaven on the face of the deep, what happens? His being is lighted with his glory. So he brings that glory of his being that he's lighted with, he brings it down to the face of the deep, and he uses that to create the earth, because the earth is created the first 12 hours is of the night. And the Genesis plainly says, in the beginning, the Yahweh created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning. Well, when did the beginning begin? It began in the evening time of the first day. But you don't have no heavenly sun, the moon, the stars that are marking the 24-hour day to know when the evening began. But you have the Yahweh's light that he brought with him to create the earth by. And so, Yahweh had a light 24 hours a day when he came to create this earth. He brought his own lamp, and that was himself. That wherever Yahweh goes in the universe, he goes in the light. The light goes with him, his light. Then on the fourth day, when he created the sun, the moon, and the stars, and he said this, and the moon rules the night, then the moon was the first heavenly body that was created on the evening of the fourth day. The moon was created. And then when it's time for the sun to come up, 12 hours later, then Yahweh moved upon and created the sun. And then he created the stars also. So he created the moon at night, and he created the sun in the day. Because the sun rules the day, and the moon rules the night. And he created the stars at night, because that's when they come out and shine, is at night. They don't shine in the daytime. Because the moon and the sun outshines them all, and blots them out in the daytime. But at night, the sun disappears, the moon comes up, and the stars also with it. So, the moon is created on the fourth day to rule the night. Started at the time when the evening of the fourth day was to begin. And that was 1 o'clock when that first hour began at night. It's called 1 o'clock. First hour of the day is called 1 o'clock. It's not called the sixth hour or the evening time when the sun goes down. The first hour of the night is called 1 o'clock. And the last hour of the night is called 12 o'clock. But you have to wait for the 12 o'clock to come to an end, and then you said then the 12 hours are over when the first hour of the daylight starts. Says so when the sun comes up in the morning, they said this is the first hour of the daylight. So you start the first 12 hours with the number 1, and you start the second 12 hours, that rules the night, with the number 1. And then you end the 12 hours of the night by saying, it is now 1 o'clock in the day. The 12 hours are over. Okay. And so then when the 12 hours of daylight is over, you say, it is now the first hour to start the night because the 12 hours are over. And so when is the 12th hour over? At the end of the 12th hour, not at the beginning of the 12th hour, because Yahshua said, John 11:9, for they're not 12 hours in the day. Work while you have the light. Says, because night comes and no man can work. Okay. So, that's what happened. Yahweh says, when you work when the sun comes up. Well, that's the way it was when I lived on a farm. We only had the lantern and the lamplight at night. We had to use the lanterns to go out and do our chores in the feedlots to feed the animals and milk the cows. We had to do that by the lantern at night. But in the morning, we had to use the lantern to start our day. Until the sun came up. And then when the sun came up, we just turned the lanterns off and the lights, and we used the sunlight then to work during the day. So that's what it says. The Bible said, are there not 12 hours in a day? Work while you have the light. Night comes and no man can work. So what happens as soon as we get our chores done at night, when the sun goes down? I'm out plowing in the field. And my mother says, she comes out with a white sheet, she flags me to come in. I'm driving a tractor. She says, you just have just enough time to get into to the house from the field, because you don't have any lights on your tractor to drive your tractor at night, so you have to get home before the sun actually goes down. And start for home 30 minutes before sundown so you can get home by the time it turns dark, because you can't drive after dark with no lights. So that's what I learned out on the farm. I learned Yahweh's creation calendar by following the rules of the work. 12 hours in the day you work, and 12 hours in the night you sleep. Okay, because you don't need no light. You don't need nothing. You need darkness to sleep. Okay, so much for that. I thought that's important to try to explain all of that. So we want to keep in mind that 1 minute past midnight, which is starts the 7th hour of the night, it starts the beginning of the third watch of the 7th, 8th, and 9th hour of the night, which is called the third watch of the night. And according to Roman time, it's called 1, 2, and 3 of the... No, it's called the 7th, 8th, and 9th hour of the third watch. And that's when the sun starts rising. It's at the beginning of the 7th hour of the night. It starts ascending. So if it's no longer descending up to 12 o'clock midnight, it's descending. And then when the 1 minute past midnight, it starts ascending. And then it ascends for 12 hours. Now keep that in mind. That sun ascends for 12 hours. Meaning that the last 6 hours of the night, it starts to descend. the second 6-hour period of that night day starts at the first light, when the sun comes in the morning, the first light the sun comes up. And it goes until midday. So that gives you 12 hours of the sun rising, starting at midnight 12 hours before. Now, that should be clear to you to understand. But when the sun starts at, so once again for the review, so when the sun reaches 12 midday in the daylight, that's the 6th hour of daylight. But it's the second 6th hour of the sun ascending, starting at midnight, 12 hours before. And then once the sun has completed its ascending, 1 minute past midday, it starts descending. So now then you have 12 hours of the sun rising, reaching its apex at 12 noonday, and then it starts just going down, and it spends 12 hours going down. It spends 12 hours going down. 6 hours of daylight and 6 hours of night, which is called, the 6 hours of night is called the night watches, 2 night watches, and the last 6 hours of the daylight is called the daylight hours, with the 12th hour being the 12th one. So, the truth is marvelous in all of its forms, but it takes the office of inspiration to interpret and give it clarification. Okay. Continue now with our study, and we're on, going to go now to page 9, okay, no, let's leave the last paragraph of page 8, it says, then also Mark says that the Yahshua was risen early the first day of the week, and also that on the first day of the week, not on the Sabbath. No, because the Sabbath ended at the sundown the day before. So the Sunday started when the sun went down on the Sabbath, and Sunday began then. It didn't begin at midnight, it began at the going down of the sun on the Sabbath. So, Mary Magdalene and all of them were just going to the sepulchre at the second 6 hours of the night. They didn't go anywhere near it while the sun was descending to midnight of Sunday night, the first 6 hours of Sunday, was the sun was descending. But when the sun is coming up, it's the first minute past midnight, and then that's when you can safely say, on the first day of, at the first day early in the morning. So, early in the morning is the first, starts at the first minute past midnight. Day of the week. Not on the Sabbath. He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, Mark 16:9. Those therefore who interpret the words as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. Now, when did it begin to dawn toward the first day of the week? On the last hour of the night, which was the 12th hour of the night. So at the beginning of the 12th hour, the last hour of the night, That was when it began to dawn. That's when the sun began to show up, that you could see it. You could see it coming up on the horizon. And then when it comes over the horizon, then that begins the marking of the first day of the daylight. I mean, the first hour of the daylight. So the 12th hour of the night is over once the sun starts appearing on the horizon. In the first hour of the day, to mean that it was late Sabbath afternoon, that Yahshua know, and that Yahshua was then arisen, are in a serious error. This is true. Therefore, the mark says, when the Sabbath was passed, when the Sabbath was passed, whereas Matthew says, in the end of the Sabbath. Well, the end of the Sabbath is when the Sabbath goes down at the 12th hour of the day, which is called the evening hour, 1 hour before sundown. It's called that day coming to a close at the end of that hour. In another instance, the one says early in the morning on the first day of the week, whereas the other says as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, which would be dawning at the first hour of the 12-hour day light of the week. Comparative phrases all have the same significance. And furthermore, a comparison of the Matthew 28:1 and John 20:1 shows that both the scriptures refer to one and the same event. Though many try to refute the fact, John says that the woman came to the sepulchre on the first day of the week, when it was yet dark. This cannot mean in the end of the Sabbath, as the sun was about to set. For had that been the time, John would not have said when it was yet dark. Plainly indicating that the night had almost worn away, but not completely. And Matthew, speaking of this same time, said, in the end of the Sabbath, which was the end of the 12th hour of the daylight, it's called the evening hour, before the beginning of the new day that begins at the evening hour, also for the next day, Sunday, the first day to succeed the seventh day Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. Okay. Thus, in the light of all the gospel, the word dawn can be interpreted to mean only at the breaking of the day in the morning. For the English dictionary also supports this definition. Well, hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, Minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation. I was now at the 12th Hour in the Oregon, Texas. Today is November the 14th, 2024, or it is just the 13th, 2028. We will start our first service today with first chapter of the book of Esther, and this is going to be entitled Esther and Mordecai. Okay, and Esther incidentally became the queen of the Jews, of Judah, no doubt. Okay. All right, the book of Esther. Esther and Mordecai is the name of our sermon today. Chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days of the Ahasuerus. This is Ahasuerus, which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia, over 127 provinces, all the way from India to Ethiopia, that in those days when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all of his princes and his servants. The power of the Persian and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces, being before him. When he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom, and the honor of his excellent majesty, many days, even 180 days, that was 180 days. So that's 6 months. And when these days were expired, the king made a feast unto all of the people that were present in the Shushan, the palace, both unto the great and small, 7 days in the court of the garden of the king's palace, where were white, green, and blue hangings, fastened with cords of the fine linen and purple, to silver rings and colors of marble. The beds were of gold and silver, upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black marble. And they gave them drink in the vessels of the gold, the vessels being diverse one from another, and royal wine in the abundance, according unto the state of the king. And the drinking was according unto the law. None did compel, for so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house, that they should do according unto every man's pleasure. Also Vashti, the queen, made a feast for the women in the royal house. which belonged unto the king Ahasuerus. On the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with the wine, he commanded Mehuman, Bistha, Harbona, Bidza, and Abagatha, Zithar, and Carcass, the seven chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus, the king, to bring Vashti, the queen, before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the princess her beauty, for she was fair to look on. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment. By his chamberlains, therefore, was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. Then the king said to the wise men, which knew the time, for so was the king's manner toward all that knew law and judgment. Okay, that would be the Jews. And the next unto him was Shishar, Edmathar, Tarshish, Merez, Mersena, Marsena, and Melkin, the seven princes of the Persia and the Media, which saw the king's faith, and which set the first in the kingdom. What shall we do unto the queen Vashti, according unto the law, because she hath not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlains? And May Milken answered before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen hath not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the princes and to all the people that are in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus. For this deed of the queen shall come abroad unto all women, so that they shall despise their husbands in their eyes when it shall be reported. The king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she came not. Likewise shall the ladies of Persia and Media say this day unto all the king's princes, which have heard of the deed of the queen. Thus shall there arise too much contempt and wrath. If it please the king, let there go a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persian and the Medes, that it be not altered, that Vashti come no more before the king Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal estate unto another that is better than she. And when the king's decree which he shall make shall be published throughout all his empire, for it is great, all the wives shall give to their husbands honor, both to great and small. And the same pleased the king and the princes. And the king did according unto the word of Milken, for he sent letters into all the king's provinces, unto every province according unto the writing thereof, and unto every people after their language, that every man should bear rule in his own house, and that it should be published according unto the language of every people. Okay. That's the end of chapter 1. We'll go on into chapter 2. Verse 1, after these things, when the wrath of the king Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what was decreed against her. Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, let there be a fair young virgin sought for the king. Let the king appoint officers in all of the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan the palace, unto the house of the women, unto the custody of Hege, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let the things for purification be given them, and let the maiden which pleases the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. Now in Shushan the palace there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which had been carried away with the Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom the Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom the Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, had took for his own daughter. So it came to pass when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace to the custody of Hegai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house, to the custody of Hegai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him. And he speedily gave her things for purification, with such things as belong to her, and seven maidens, which were meet to be given her, out of the king's house, and he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. Esther had not showed her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did, and what should become of her. Now when every maid's turn was come to go into the king, as Esther, after that she had been 12 months, according unto the manner of the women, for so were the days of their purification accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purifying of the women. Then thus came every maiden unto the king. Whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. In the evening she went, and on the morning she returned into the second house of the women, to the custody of Sheosh, Gaz. The king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines, she came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by the name. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Hael, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what he Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken unto the king Ahasuerus, into his house royal, in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast unto all his princes and his servant, even Esther's feast. Then he made a release to the provinces, and gave gift according unto the state of the king. And when the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai sat in the king's gate. Esther had not yet showed her kindred, nor her people, as Mordecai had charged her. For Esther did the commandment of the Mordecai, like as when she was brought up with him. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh of those which kept the door, were wroth and sought to lay a hand on the king as Esther. And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it unto Esther, the queen. And Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out. Therefore they were both hanged on a tree, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. End of chapter 2 of Esther.